AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The British are welcoming President Trump and the First Lady to Britain. The Queen hosted a ceremonial salute at Buckingham Palace.
To the sounds of gun salutes, Donald Trump and his wife Melania were greeted at Buckingham Palace by the Queen and inspected by the Guard of Honour formed by the Grenadier Guards wearing the traditional bearskin hats. The gun salute accompanying an official visit is one of the highest honours Britain can bestow on a foreign leader. The ceremony took place under clear blue skies on the spacious garden next to the 775-room palace. That's the official residence of the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
But not everybody is welcoming the President to Britain. Amnesty International unfurled large banners this morning facing the U.S. Embassy reading, "Resist Trump." Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says this is about more than Donald Trump.
But he is a very controversial president, and we've all got used to that over the last 2 years, and there are no visits from President Trump that don't have unexpected moments. But this visit is also about something else, because 75 years ago, we had more than a million American troops on British soil, all prepared to risk their lives to defend our freedom.
And the president will take part in those ceremonies commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day on June 6th. A Virginia Beach, Virginia official says the resignation city employee Dwayne Craddock emailed hours before shooting and killing 12 people was unremarkable. She says it didn't contain anything at all that would have aroused any suspicion about what was to come. Dwayne Craddock died during a gun battle with police. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. and Mexico begin talks today to see if they can work something out before the president's increasing tax on imports from Mexico takes effect.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he expects President Trump to slap at least 5% tariffs on Mexican imports beginning June 10th.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border.
Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday, but Republican Senator John Kennedy, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says he doubts President Trump will take action.
If he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
Mulvaney says American consumers would have other buying options should the tariffs increase the prices of Mexican imports. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A Baghdad court reportedly has sentenced to death two more French nationals convicted of being members of ISIS. They are the final French nationals of a group of 12. The other 10 have all gotten death sentences. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.